his soul.
Yes, yes. Hallo en welkom, lieve luisteraars, bij Funky Nassau van donderdag 11 april. Ik ben vandaag niet alleen in de studio, maar ik heb een hele fantastische vriend van mij meegenomen. Leo Martus, welcome to the studio, man.
Oh, thank you, Wattie.
Leo is a great artist from Brazil, and he's gonna play some live music for us here in the studio. And we just spoke about him, we're just gonna start right away. So, Leo, hit it, motherfucker.
Okay, man, I will do it. Shut the show.
Yes, he knows. Je luistert naar Funky Nassau, lieve luisteraars, met mijn gast Leo Matthews. Leo, how does it feel to be back in Amsterdam, man?
Yeah, man, I feel great. It's very nice to hear, to be here again, meeting my friends, making new friends.
Yeah,
I'm very happy, man.
Good, man, good. And can you tell listeners a little bit more about where you're from?
I'm from Brazil, so I'm from Minas Gerais, so it's in the southeast Brazil, near São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and I'm came from a very nice region in Brazil, very nice people, very welcome people, and man, you should go there. You're gonna see.
I might do that actually, man. Might do that because I've never been to Brazil and. I've heard a lot of good things, and I've also seen a lot of good things.
Yeah.
So, and you're musicians, and how did you got introduced to music when you were younger?
So I'm a musician since I'm 13 years old. All
right.
And so my first instrument was a clarinet. And I start my music studies in a small school in my city, a public music school, and then I start playing in the night with a friend, and so since that I'm doing music like for life.
and you're sitting here in the studio with a guitar. But did you start playing the guitar or did you start with another instrument?
I start with clarinet, and then I start the saxophone, and then the guitar. I got some schools when I learned clarinet and saxophone, but the guitar I learned by myself. And
what's your favorite?
Well, good question, man.
yeah, you don't have to choose, man.
Yeah. Okay. I think the saxophone. I like very much the saxophone.
And why?
Well, I like very much the sound of the instrument and the way you we play, like the briefing you have to do, and the contact with the instrument, something that I like, and most of my compositions, it's songs, and I made this with the guitar, because most of the time I'm a singer than a saxophonist, but
and I
like both. I like to sing and I like play saxophone.
You got the Brazilian golden voice. So did you always have a good voice like this, or did you have to learn?
Oh,
or are you a natural like that?
I think I'm natural.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yes,
the voice goes very good with the sounds. You know, it's very nice, man. Now, the first time I saw you play. I was feeling a little bit down, and you brightened my day. You touched my soul with playing music, man. So
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, one more time, thanks for that. And I also hope you're gonna touch our listeners' souls a little bit tonight.
I hope so.
So you're gonna play some more songs for us, right? Because you play covers.
I play like covers.
You started with Is This Love by Bob Marley. Probably one of your big inspirations.
Yeah, for sure he is, man.
Yeah. Can you tell me something about that? Like, when's the first time you saw him or heard him?
Yeah, the first time I hear to Bob songs, it's, like you said, it's something really touch my, brighter my, make my day brighter, you know? It touch me. In some way that I don't know very well to explain, but the feeling I got listening to the Bob music, I got a lot of inspiration. So I like very much reggae music, and he one of my favorite,
inspirations.
Yeah, man.
And you also play a lot of. Classic Brazilian songs, right?
Yeah, I play bossa nova, and I play MPB, It's a musical style from Brazil, and very peculiar style because it's a mix of different rhythms, different styles, and yeah, I like very much play songwriters like Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, Chico Buarque. Nice. I'm a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like play my music.
Yeah.
Otherwise, who gonna like, play?
You like to play your music?
Yeah,
I would like. Oh, yeah. Play music then.
Okay. Well.
Let's go.
So this song I'm gonna play, it's called A Pergunta Certa, and it means that sometimes we looking for some answers to make us feel better. But sometimes we even don't know what questions to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that when we learn, and it takes time, of course, but when we learn how to make the right questions, we can got the good answers for our lives. And sometimes the answers we got is not what we like to know, but it's what we need.
That's
know.
That's beautiful, and that's exactly what I. When you feel a little bit down, maybe you need some. You need to listen to some music by Leo.
Okay.
So let's hear it, man.
Você quer mesmo saber a verdade, então me deixe sem resposta. Me faça a pergunta certa, me faça disfarçar palavras, mas faça isso com coragem. Faz olhando nos meus olhos, faz olhando nos meus olhos, que eu vou te dizer tudo que eu gosto. E você tem que entender que eu também sou, meu bem, todo meu desgosto. E aí eu quero ver se você gosta de mim, ah, do jeito que eu sou, com tudo que eu sou, ah, do jeito que eu sou. Thank you, man.
That was beautiful, man.
That
was amazing, man. I hope the listeners also enjoyed that. And yeah, I mean, you could play one more if you really like to play.
Okay,
no?
Like, I feel like to play.
Original,
yeah,
like, I'm okay, good, man. And after that, we can take a break. All right.
Okay.
I mean, but I, seems like you're only getting warmed up, man. And Golden Voice of yours can go for hours. So let's just
okay.
Just keep it there, man.
So I'm gonna play another song from another my song.
Original.
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 Yeah.
By Leo Matus.
Thank you, man. Help me with my English because and this song it's about. You know, we each of us are a different persons, a different universe. You know, and sometimes we make judgment about the pain of the others, and we have to careful about it because each of us we see life in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a misjudgment when you don't see someone's pain.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And
this song is about trying not be selfish. You know, I mean, when I mean not being selfish, it's
empathy.
Empathy. Yeah. Exactly, man. Exactly. Sometimes it's very good when we able to take the place of the other, mm-hmm. which is impossible because you know. How I told you, every person has a different way to feel things, but sometimes it's good to try to take the other's place and understand better why some people, we can understand better mm-hmm. the feelings of the others and also our feelings, you know?
Yeah, if you try to put yourself in someone else's position, you could maybe understand them better.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So this song is called Tua Dor.
All right, man. Kick it. Leo Matus, Funky Nassau, Radio Salto.
Porque ainda se faz é de vítima. Meu desejo é que você um dia sinta algo que seja tão verdadeiro. Finalmente você aprenderá mais compaixão e a não ser assim tão egoísta. A não ser assim, a não ser assim tão egoísta, e a não ser assim. Tua dor não é igual à minha, nem tão desigual. Tua dor não é menor que a minha, um tanto quanto natural. Porque ainda se faz é de vítima. Meu desejo é que você um dia sinta algo que seja tão verdadeiro. Finalmente você aprenderá mais compaixão e a não ser assim tão egoísta. A não ser assim, a não ser assim tão egoísta, e a não ser assim. Meu desejo é que você um dia sinta algo que seja tão verdadeiro. A não ser assim tão egoísta, oh, oh, oh. E a não ser assim, a não ser assim tão egoísta, e a não ser assim.
Give it up for Leo Matos.
Thank you. Dank u wel.
Dat was Milton Nascimento en Clementina de Jesus met Circo Marimbondo. So, do you know that song actually, Leo?
Yeah, I know the song, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Oh, Marambaia Marimbondo. It's very nice words in Portuguese. I don't know if it's really exist in the original Portuguese, I mean the Portuguese from Portugal, but the Portuguese in Brazil, there are nice words because it's a mix between Brazil, Portuguese words and words from Africa. So Marambaia, actually, I forget, man, what this means, but Marimbondo, it's like... a kind of bean.
What does circo mean?
Circo. It's a circus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was right about that one. I think. I was just expecting that.
In Brazil we have this as a culture. In Brazil we got a lot of families, which they are like gypsies, you know, they traveling around with a small circus and even a big circus, but there is also
and they have these mobile homes.
They go all through the country to small cities, to villages, bringing entertainment for the people there, you know, with this kind of circus. Sometimes they got very nice, you know, stuffs, but sometimes it's just a tent as well. And they yeah, it's nice. Family to family, they got this culture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just, yeah,
circus
culture.
Mambembe. Okay. So Mambembe, Marambaia, Marimbondo. So it's similar words and the meaning. It's yeah, it's like that.
Are you also from that culture, or is that more like a subculture in Brazil?
Yeah, it's more a subculture, you know.
But
I remember in my childhood, it's something from I remember very well from my childhood. You know, there is a circle in the city, so there was like make calling everybody, hey, come on, the circles arrive. So tonight we're gonna have a very nice spettacolo, and I was very excited, you know, to go there and
see. Was it worth it?
Yeah,
worth it. Did they have like elephants and stuff, or
no,
just they
no.
just
yeah tricks? Sometimes yeah we got elephants, but funny clowns, man, very funny clowns, and good memories.
Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about the music culture, where you're from?
About the musical culture? My Minas Gerais, my region got a peculiar music, you know? It's in the historic, we got a lot of influence from the Baroque music, you know?
No, I don't know Baroque.
Know Baroque? Yeah, it's a classic music.
Okay. Oh, Baroque.
Baroque. And
so like a lot of string instruments.
And one thing interesting is slaves used to play this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's crazy. But in that time when Brazil was a colony, people used to buy slaves for the hard work, but also for sophisticated things like play music.
Oh yeah.
So they could buy slaves that musicians slaves.
Oh wow.
And what's nice is the slaves they learn to play classical instruments, string instruments, but there was some African music influence on it, you know. So maybe it's the same in America, in USA, like
it's a little different everywhere, you know. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
Yeah,
all the different cultures that came together.
Different cultures came together, and from this a new style of music came. It's very nice. So yeah, in my region we got this different musical cultures, but also some influence from Beatles, from rock, music from everywhere. And
What would you say is the most popular music in Brazil right now?
Right now, man, it's more commercial music, you know, pop music, like music that used to play in the TV and in the radios. But we got a lot of different music. If you go to the north, you have a different music there. If you go to the center of the country, if you go to the south, Brazil is so big, and we got a lot of different music cultures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Rio de Janeiro we have samba, in the north we have forró, it's in the south we have because a lot of people from Italy, from Poland, from German, from here, they came to the south of the Brazil. So there is a lot of influence from the music from here, from Europe, and also from Argentina. Yeah, each place you go to Brazil, you're gonna see a different music culture.
Oh, yeah. So I was once in Middle America, but I heard reggaeton everywhere there, man.
Yeah.
Is it the same in Brazil?
Yeah, it's the same in Brazil. Yeah. In Maranhão, it's in the north of Brazil. There, people love reggae there, man. They even have a Bob Marley Day.
So, oh, no, I'm not saying reggae, but reggaeton.
Reggaeton. Oh, okay.
You know, like the doom, doom, dip, doom.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually it's a kind of ska, no? It came from ska music.
Yeah, it's more like we had bubbling here first.
Okay.
Which was like it's very Caribbean influenced music.
Okay.
With like fast doom, 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 dance music.
Oh, okay.
And then yeah, I don't know, maybe and later it became reggaeton, but maybe it came from something completely different, but reggaeton is like a genre, and we only had it was popular here for a few years with Pitbull and I forgot all these names. But when I went to Costa Rica, I was where I went, and that you would still hear it everywhere. It was so popular there. Brazil, still like really
it's
after
very popular in Brazil too, man. Reggaeton.
Because especially in South and Middle America, like dancing is also a big part of the music, right?
Yeah, dancing is a big part of the music. Yeah, people like to dance very much in Brazil, in South America,
in general.
Yeah,
like to party.
Like salsa.
You got the sun shining all the time, man. You got the beaches and the nice weather, yeah. Just makes you want to dance.
Caliente.
Man. Yeah, muy caliente.
Country.
Yeah, man. I could actually hear another one of those Brazilian songs, man. So I don't know if you feel like playing one more song again.
Yeah.
Like you just played two originals, right?
Yeah, I played two originals. Wow. So I'm gonna play two more songs, famous songs from Brazil.
Yeah, so I'm already getting one extra.
Okay.
And so for the listeners who are tuning in or they just heard you and. They're gonna think like, hey, this guy has an amazing voice, plays amazing music. Where can they find you?
Oh, so you can find me on the Instagram, Leo Matos,
L-E-O?
Yes, L-E-O-M-A-T-T-U-S. Leo Matos.
Not double O-T, just double T.
Double T.
M-A-T-T-U-S.
Exactly.
Leo Matos. The champ. Straight from Brazil.
Thank you for helping me to spell my own name, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you can spell it in Brazilian too once.
Okay, man. Yeah? Okay.
All right, man. Well, yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to play a very famous Brazilian song, Garota de Ipanema, which already got a lot of versions in around the world, and it's a song from Tom Jobim.
Who's that?
Garota de Ipanema.
Who's that?
Tom Jobim.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Tom Jobim. He was a very famous composer in Brazil. He used to play the piano. And also a flute, and he was one of the first bossa nova composers. Actually, he was one of the musicians that bring the bossa nova to the world. You know.
All right.
So
should know this guy.
Yeah. You should, yeah.
I'm gonna look it up, okay. And I'm gonna ask you some more questions about bossa nova after you finish playing, man.
Okay, man.
So let's go, Leo Matos, Radio Salto.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa no doce balanço a caminho. Do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o teu
passado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, a beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yo, Matheus, Radio Salto. Let's go. You want to have a little break or you want to just continue? You want to go? You want to do one more right now or you want to save it?
Okay, I can do one more.
If you're going to do one more, maybe you can do one more later. No, just play now. I'll play a song after. Let's go, man.
Okay, man.
let's keep this. Leo Matheus.
Eu quero passar, o samba está animado. Hoje eu quero é sambar. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como este que é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Eu quero passar, o samba está animado. Hoje eu quero é sambar. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como este que é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu.
Dankjewel.
Alsjeblieft. Oh nee, alsjeblieft, but dankjewel. Alsjeblieft. Thanks for that, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. And what you just played was like a very famous Bossa Nova song, right?
Yeah. And the next, the follow one was a song from,
And you already said his name, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If it pops up, just say it. But so, yeah, the Bossa Nova is an original Brazilian music, right?
Yeah.
It came from Brazil.
Right, it came from Brazil, yeah.
And what, it's this is from the '50s or maybe even
From the '50s, I think, yeah. It came from the samba.
Mm-hmm.
But with in a sophisticated way, you know, with different chords, different melodies, and the themes was more about the sea, about the beautiful girls in the beach.
Wait, did you say samba or salsa?
It
came from salsa.
It came from samba.
Samba.
Bossa Nova came from samba.
And samba is also from Brazil. Like also
it's original rhythm from Brazil, you know? But the samba was a rhythm from the favelas, you know, from the and then musicians and composers like Tom Jobim and other ones, they make the samba in a more sophisticated way, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the like they, jazz,
yeah,
like a
I
mix of samba
maybe,
and jazz, you know.
Yeah, could they maybe be a little bit inspired by jazz?
Yeah, yeah.
So, is there like a typical samba chord on a guitar and a typical bossa nova chord on the guitar?
Yes.
Could you play that?
Okay.
Like, start with the samba?
Yeah, like the samba. It's F major, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the bossa nova, they like use more like. It
gives a little bit more feel to it.
More soft.
Yeah.
More.
That's great, man.
More soft music, more. So, yeah.
Yeah. So and bossa nova is like took over the world for a while, right?
Yeah.
And do you play it a lot yourself, or do you have to play it a lot in Brazil, or?
Yeah, you mean if I play a lot? If I play bossa nova in Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play.
Is that something people expect? Because if you would play here, like people don't really expect. Yeah, because you're from Brazil anyway, so yeah, they're maybe not gonna expect you to play certain songs. But if you play in Brazil, they might want you to expect to play certain styles or certain songs.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a very good question because there is, people in Brazil, there is. Some place that you can listen bossa nova and not all the people in Brazil used to listen to bossa nova or this kind of music. People in Brazil, they most of the people they listen more to more commercial music, you know. But but also there are a lot of people like they enjoy different music, more alternative music, you know.
Yeah.
So if you go to alternative places in Brazil, you can listen bossa nova, MPB, these places where people like go to party, it's more like reggaeton, like more music for party, you know.
Yeah.
So I think maybe bossa nova is too quiet for a party.
If you have just had enough band members, then enough musicians, then it'll turn into a party eventually.
But also there is people like to party, listen to pop music, but also listen to forró. There's a very famous rhythm in Brazil that you people like dance forró very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also samba and pagode
So enough about Brazil. Why are you here, actually, man? What are you doing in Europe?
Okay, man. I came to visit my friends. I have been in Amsterdam. It's a lot of times already, and I was missing very much, man. Came again here because during the pandemic, it was a very hard time.
Yeah, man. Sucked.
People. We are not allowed to travel, and finally it's gone. So yeah, the first opportunity I got, I came, man, because I was missing very much my friends, and I also got family here. I mean, in Europe, I have a daughter in Switzerland, I came to visit her, and it's nice because each time I came, I'm. I have a new, very beautiful experience. I'm meeting very beautiful people, very nice people like you. And it's nice, man. It's something I like very much about traveling. You know, it's nice to be in a tourist place, see nice things, and but when you really can live some time in the country, you can know better about it. You can know better about the people, you know, like,
what do you mean living in the country?
I mean, like, when you spend more time with the people, you know, it's a very nice, could be a very nice experience, because as a tourist, when you go to, you expecting, like when you go to Brazil, you gonna be beautiful beaches there. And, Carnaval and
did you say beautiful bitches?
I said this.
No, you can't say that on the radio.
I can
say beaches. You said beaches, right?
I said beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, man. So So when you go to some country, you expecting if you go to Brazil, you expecting to see a carnaval and. Football, but the culture is not only this, you know. If you really spend some time there, you're gonna see how the people live in
just like Amsterdam is not hookers drugs.
And marijuana know, things like that. It's something that I like about traveling. If I can spend more time and know people, you know, and make friends. So this kind of connection, for me, it's more important than just seeing tourist places and, you know. I like to be connected with people.
So you're playing someone tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Who are you playing tomorrow?
I'm going to play tomorrow in the Met Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting 7 evening. And there is a beautiful place there, and a nice bar, nice people. And yeah.
Yeah, man. It's Met Hotel. Yeah, it's
Met
Marius
Hotel.
Bouwstraat, Amsterdam West.
Yeah.
Marius Bouwstraat, 401. Morgen, Leo Matthews. What time are you going to play?
It's starting 7.
7, so you can have a nice little snack.
Yeah.
Some nice food or just a drink on a Friday night.
Yeah.
At hotel, Met Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're getting to the end of the show. So if you are willing to play us one more song, please do. And then we can wrap it up and give the torch to our colleagues of... Finger Pop and Soul. They're gonna play some nice soul music from
from
9 till 11. So thanks for being here, man. Thanks for playing for us.
Thank you, my
friend. Listeners enjoyed
hearing
you play live, and let's hear one more song.
So I'm leaving you with the last song. It's a song from a friend of mine.
All right.
And it's about. Yeah, it's about love, man. It's a love song.
Oh.
And
let's go. Leo Matthews, Radio Salto, Funky Nassau.
Teu amor não me dá bandeira. força só pra te ver passar. Tento um pouco de tudo pra ter você. Arquiteto um sorriso pra te agradar, mas você não me deixa sonhar. Nas nuvens, pra que possa chover você em todo lugar. Inundar de gotas o meu jardim, pra toda primavera desabrochar. Mas você não me deixa sonhar. Mas você não me deixa, não me deixa sonhar, não me deixa, não me deixa sonhar, não me deixa.
Thanks, Leo. Was wonderful having you here, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend, having me here. And I hope, next time
we're gonna again. Yeah, man, we're gonna do it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about that. So, lieve luisteraars, bedankt voor het luisteren naar Funky Nassau. Je hoort ons volgende week donderdagavond weer om 8:00 s'avonds. En we gaan zo de vakken overdragen naar onze collega's van Finger Pop & Soul. Nogmaals, je hebt geluisterd naar Jarmo FM, Funky Nassau, Radio Salto en net de prachtige muziek van Leo Matthoes. Ga hem even opzoeken op Instagram, @LeoMatthoes, @LeoMatthoes op Instagram en anywhere else. En morgen kan je hem zien bij het Met Hotel. En zaterdag hoogstwaarschijnlijk bij Eyecatcher, hier vlakbij Pakhuisje Zwijger. Maar dat moet nog bevestigd worden, maar dat gaat hij nog wel aankondigen op zijn Instagram. Dus het komt helemaal goed. Voor nu, een fijne avond. Tja.
O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira, tira e bota sem parar. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira e bota sem parar. O tamanco do pé, o tamanco do pé, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele calça? Tamanco, o que ele calça? Tamanco. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira e bota sem parar. O tamanqueiro tira e bota, bota e tira e bota sem parar. O tamanco do pé, é. O tamanco do pé, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele calça? Tamanco, o que ele calça? Tamanco. Eu perguntei, ele disse que a vida dele não interessa a ninguém. Que se não fosse minha curiosidade, não perderia o trem. O que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele é? Tamanqueiro, o que ele calça? Tamanco, o que ele calça? Tamanco, se toca viola é violeiro. Violeiro, se escreve bicho é bicheiro. Bicheiro, se toma birita é biriteiro. Biriteiro. inteiro, se anda de motoque é um motoqueiro. Motoqueiro, chacrinha é um velho guerreiro.